I watched actually a couple games last year. Cool with Odell. Talked to him a couple times in the past year. And, you know, just what the Giants bring. You know, of course, they're a playoff team. Who doesn't want to be on a playoff team? You know, Coach McAdoo's great. All the coaching staff's great. You know, they just really welcome you in, as you know, for who you are. So, you know, I'm real comfortable already.
How have you gotten to know Odell?
Just hit me up last year before the season and, you know, kind of gave me like an inspiration type thing. I didn't even know he was watching me, but, you know, over time, you know, real cool with him. And it's not nothing on a major level, but.
Did it hit you up on like social media? Or?
Yeah, Twitter.
So was it surprising to have Odell reach out to you?
Of course. I mean, yeah, but, you know, I don't really get, like, I hold myself to my own level, you know, and, you know, I know other players as well, but, you know, it just comes with territory.
It's kind of neat, though, if you end up being teammates.
You know, of course, yeah.
You know, it kind of worked out nicely.
Right, it worked out pretty good.
McAdoo was talking a lot about your versatility when they drafted you. Is that how you see yourself, a guy who, like, in the pass game can be valuable, or do you see yourself more as, which a lot of scouts, you know, talk about how you can run people over, second effort, goal line, et cetera. Like, where do you see your game in that?
You know, for my game, I just think I'm a vet that can do pretty much anything a team needs, whether that's contributing on special teams or, you know, getting some reps in at running back. You know, I'm going to do the best I can at anything I do.
I mean, what's it like going through this process with Dalvin Tomlinson, considering you guys have played in the past two national championship games together?
We talked about it once, and, you know, he's not trying to talk about it because we just beat him. But, yeah, Dalvin's cool. He's a real down-to-earth guy. And, you know, everybody, like our whole, pretty much our whole group has gotten really close. You know, we stick together.
The whole rookie group, you mean?
Right.
Yeah. Do you know Paul Perkins at all?
He hit me up on Twitter, too, you know, saying
like
welcome.
Like before or after the draft?
But after the draft, welcoming me to the room and everything. And you know, I haven't seen him up here, but, you know, I'll get associated with those guys soon enough.
What's it like going from the high of winning the national title and then the high of getting drafted New York Giants? I mean, what have this last, like, 6 months been like for you?
I would say there's a lot of stress in it. But, you know, it's a lot of stress that shouldn't be even concerned. You know, I'm happy, man. I'm happy to be where I am. You know, I'm really happy I graduated, then left. So I don't have to go back to school no more. But it's all a blessing in itself. And, you know, I can't say enough.
Yeah, you mean just having to be, like, in different places all the time,
yeah,
or working out, combines?
Right. Yeah. Like, it's like when you take a step back and really look at it, you realize what you're doing and how big of an impact that is on other people.
Anything, I mean, obviously you just got here, but your first impression, you come here, the facility, the team, the places around you, anything sort of surprise you or catch you off guard?
Well, the food. Man, that food is great. That food is awesome.
In the cafeteria?
Yes.
You can make whatever you want, right?
I don't know about all that yet, but I just know what they've made, I've been very satisfied.
Anything, you're talking about the omelets or the sandwiches or what?
Yesterday we had like a lot of stuff. It was like meatloaf and you normally, not everybody can make meatloaf, but they made some good meatloaf, you know?
Yeah, they're known for their meatloaf.
Next level, yeah. It's next level to Clemson.
Huh?
It's the next
Clemson
level.
Don't make meatloaf, man.
I hope you like salmon.
No, man, everything's good here.
What's your weight? What do you weigh?
Weight right now? 210.
210?
Yeah.
Playing weight, or are you
bulk up a little? I'll be back up 215. All this traveling and stuff has done a lot of, you know, I haven't been able to keep up and, you know, do what I wanted to do. But, you know, throughout this whole season in the summer, I'll be back to where I want to be.
Have they given you like a target weight, or is that your own, like,
yeah,
they're comfortable?
No, I just came in, and, you know, they weighed us and did all those things and got our helmet size, just regular stuff. They didn't really, haven't gotten into that yet.
What's your impression of sort of what they're expecting from you as a running back in this offense?
To bring that championship quality in. They believe I can help them win championships, especially like Super Bowl, of course. And you know, when they tell me that, that just makes me want to put that much more work in and whatever I'm doing, whether it's learning the playbook or just getting on the field. and anything.
I believe I read that Adrian Peterson is a role model of yours. What do you like about his game? What do you feel are your similarities to his game?
He can do anything an offense needs. You know, he'll run past a defender, he'll run over a defender, he'll block, he'll catch. I don't think he catches that much, but at the same time, he can. And he's just an awesome player, you know, somebody great to look up to.